pastry, and you.
Hi everyone, we are Sherazade and Luca, and we are happy to see you again with the podcast Pastry and You, produced by students from class 1A studying pastry at the Saint-Chamond Hospitality High School. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the sweet world of pastry with us. This is Pastry and You.
Today, we had the great honor of meeting Mehdi Hajmebarek, a former student who was in our school 10 years ago, for an interview on the occasion of the inauguration of his new pastry shop Amber in Saint-Étienne on Saturday, March 28. Hello Mehdi.
Hello.
So today it's a special episode because we have the opportunity to meet Mehdi Hajmebarek. We would like to thank you for getting us in your recording studio in Saint-Étienne. This interview is presented by Jade, Flora and Matteo. So first question with Jade.
Hello Mehdi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I take your my first question is, where were you born?
So I was born in Saint-Étienne in France.
Why did you start baking?
Okay, so I started baking because my mom was cooking like Arabic sweet, and I started to be interested about this kind of stuff because there is like something very delicate, and there is like you can create a lot of things with cakes and baking. So that's why I chose baking school.
Okay, thank you, Mehdi. So next question for Flora.
Hello, Mehdi.
Hello.
How long have you studied pastry?
So I studied pastry 3 years at the Lycée Hôtelier de Saint-Chamond.
Okay, thank you.
Where are you working at the moment?
So at the moment I have my own brand. So the name is Ambre and Blanche. I have two brands. I live in Qatar since 8 years now.
What this name, Ambre and Blanche?
Okay, so I choose Blanche for the first brand because I'm originally from Algeria, and Algeria is like named Alger la Blanche, so that's why. And Ambre is the mix between Middle East and Europe, like Arabic touch in European style.
Okay. How is your inspiration in the world of pastry?
I don't really have inspiration in the world of pastry, but I can see like the trend in social media to inspire myself in pastry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked with a famous person?
Yeah. So the first one was like Thierry Marx in a... Thierry Marx, he's a chef. I worked with him 2 years in Paris. And after, I don't really work with them, but with my TV show, I saw a lot of chefs coming with us.
Okay. Have you ever appeared on any TV show?
Yeah, so I'm the jury of Le Meilleur Pâtissier in Algeria since 3 years.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any future project?
Yeah, so the future project is like to open a mini brand in Paris, America, and all the Middle East.
Okay.
What inspires you to create desserts?
Honestly, to create desserts, I inspire myself with my travels. So I travel a lot. I think one flight per week. So I can see many things and I can create a lot of things.
Okay.
Which pastry is the hardest to make?
I hate to make millefeuille. The puff pastry is, I think, the hardest, and it takes time a lot.
Okay.
So the millefeuille.
Okay. What is the most popular ingredient used in your pastry?
Sugar, I think. No, really, As I said, Ambre is a brand mix. It's a brand like mix between Middle East and Europe, and I use a lot of Arabic touch in my cakes, okay. Like orange blossom or rose water, this kind of stuff.
Okay. And have you ever thought about quitting baking?
Yeah, because I was... Before going to school, I want to be like a steward in Fly Emirates. Also, after school, when I got my diploma, I said I can't change, but I thought it's like too late to change something after three years of school. Okay. So right now, no, I will stay in pastry.
Okay. And for finish, what advice would you give to inspiring baker like us?
Don't be afraid about anything. If you want something, you will have it and dream very far.
Okay. Nah, thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Maggie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Pastry and you.
Thank you for listening to Pastry&You. You can follow us on Instagram and the ENT of our school, the Lycée Hôtelier of Saint-Chamond. To learn more about our project, you can also download the PDF version of this podcast on the ENT. And don't forget, head to Ambre, 3 Place Jean Jaurès in Saint-Étienne, to test Mehdi's delicate school pastries. When I visit, I tried different cakes, and it was very divine. Ambre, a must. See pastry shop in Saint-Étienne for sure.
See you next time for a brand new episode, and don't forget to stay sweet.
Bye everyone.